we have to understand. So the Gemara has in Kuf and Dalet Amud Beis, where we left off last time. The last thing we learned, and that's the last thing that the last sugya that we learned is Kamash Malon Mantana Kam Reb Yosi. Gemara says Kolaimir Dover B'Shem Omrei Mevi Geula LeYolam Shneim Ratemer Esher LeMelech B'Shem Mordechai Tana Igra Chamud Rabbi Yada Oif Ugvina Neacholin Bapikaron. Oif Ugvina Neacholin can be eaten freely. Rashi Loshem Bapikaron from Loshem Hefker Sheina Nizer Ben. That was the din that Rabbi Abba's Shver said. And then the Gemara says, Avitoni la vu omer la. This is, Agra had this in the Messiah, and now he explained. Right, Rashi explains, Rashi says, Mazel Tov. Had the bris ready?
Yeah.
Is that his name? Okay, it's got a little terchub and lots of time. Is he named after?
Yeah.
Okay.
His great-grandfather.
Okay. Leg is 1 year or 2 years?
One.
Yeah. That's the side. There are two kinds of legs. It depends whether it's... No, whether it's Arya leg or Yehuda leg. Depends whether it's a two leib means can be Yiddish for a line or Yiddish for a heart. So you have to decide which, make a decision. Stick with them. Okay. Ask your wife. That was his name. He had both names, Shmuel Leib.
No, just Leib. Shmuel Leib.
Yeah, it's Shmuel. It's his Leib. Because of Shoshana.
What?
Because of Shoshana.
Okay.
Nifkida. Okay. So he was a Leib, is he Yehuda Leib or Arya Leib?
He's an
Arya Leib. So Arya Leib, you have to look it up which one it is. And Arya Leib is 2 years, I think, no?
Yeah?
Yeah. So the Gemara says, so who Tani La, he had a Mesera, who Omer La. And now he explained, Rashi says, Misvara. What does it mean by Pikaran? What does it mean by Efkeris? So, Beloy Natila Sidayim, U Beloy Kinuach HaPeh. Neither Natila Sidayim, nor Kinuach HaPeh. So, Pashtusa means is the din of Natila Sidayim and Kinuach HaPeh in between Basa Mechalov. And Yitzchak Bereidu Mershashaya Iglu Lebei Rabashi Aisilei Gevina Ochal Aisilei Bisra Ochal Velei Moshe Yodei Nonatil Sidayim Amrelei Votoni Igro Chamud Rabiaba Oif Ugvina Neacholin Rapikorin Oif Ugvina In Bos Ugvina Loi. In other words, he was making it his din was Davke Oif, which is a din de Rabbonon. Chazal were not misaken. Vaisachois for Boser. Chazal were misaken. So we didn't do the Tilsidayim, and apparently no Kinuach HaPeh either. Omaluhu. So Neravashi explains. Hane Mile Balaila. Amul Biyamama Hochazina. So what was Ravashi then? What's the Machlaikas over here? Rashi explains, Rashi explains, min arishon mechanichov. Nothing should be stuck. Hokah chazinon. Yedayim mikonius shein dovuk v'em klum. So apparently Rav Ashi understood what was Chazal's takana, and you have to make sure that there's nothing adhering to one's hands from the boss of one has gavina. Okay. So Rav Ashi's understanding is that it was a takana not to have anything adhering to one's hands. Right? And very much in sync with the sugi that we just learned, that the certainly a liba de Rashi, right? That's the Rashi's running theme over here. The Rashi has in the very opening of the parak that one has to be careful not to have ofu gvina ala shulchan biyachon. To Rashi's interpretation was that if you're careful not to have anything on one's hands. Right, there's the Dil Moshe Machlinuk Yadoni. The Konogi Ubolim Yadoni. Right? It'll be something stuck to your hands, then that'll adhere to the next to the what you're eating next. So you'll end up having boss of Machola Bitsun Biyachan. So Chazal said you have to make sure your hands are clean. So Rav Ashi's understanding was during the daytime you'll examine. And during the nighttime you can't examine. So therefore you have to wash. Alright? That's why the Shach, when he quotes his Gemara, when he quotes his opinion, he says that if there's a lot of light, okay, it's also like yeah. What's missing in the Gemara though? It says It says the Gemara said that one has to be careful to do and the tilsidaim and kinuach. And Rashi's interpretation was that there can't be anything sticking neither to one's hands nor to one's teeth. The Gemara says that Rav Ashi, apparently it says, Aisi lo gavino ochal, aisi lo bisra ochal, v'lein Moshe yoda. Why did the Gemara address the issue of kinuach? Omalei, but didn't Igra say you have to be careful to wash the hands in between? Hanemila belayla b'yivama ha'chazina. So the Gemara introduced the machlekes as to what's pshat netilas yadayim bein baser gvina. The Gemara does not address what happened to the concern of chanichav. What happened to the kinuach hapeh? Tanya and Brisa beisham every mekanech and beisil emer meidiach. My mekanech and my meidiach. Ilem beisham yemer mekanech veloy boy meidiach. U beisilel meidiach veloy boy mekanech. Maybe it means that beishamai only requires kinuach hapeh mekanech hapeh veloy meidiach. But doesn't require that one washes one's mouth out. Rashi, Shakinuch yofim in adocha, for the huskur kan adocha, Beishamah only requires mekaneach, but not adocha. And Beisilel says meidiach, the loy boy, and does not require mekaneach. All right. So Rashi says that this would turn out to be that Beisil is more demanding than Beishamai. El hodam Reb Zeira ain't kinuch peh, elo bepas, keman. So when Reb Zeira says it requires, the kinuch requires pas, that means ki Beishamai. Elo Beishamai armim, mekanech v'loi boi mediach. Beisil armim, af mediach. Sa'avele mekule Beishamai, u'mechumre Beisilo. V'lisnaya gabe kule v'shamay v'chumah beisilel. Ella, it must mean that v'shamay ome mekaneach v'udin l'mediach. V'isilay mediach v'udin l'mekaneach. So what's the conclusion of the sugya? Since it's not listed in one of the kule v'shamay and chumah beisilel, so therefore the din must be that v'shamay says mekaneach either kinuach or adocha. either kinuach v'peh, right? Either kinuach v'peh, which is eating pas, or adoch, or rinsing out. And Beisilel says, meidiach v'udel m'kaneach. And Beisilel says, rinse one's mouth out, and the same thing if one has a piece of bread in between. So Gemara says, mar omrachada, mar machada, v'loy plige. And there's no machlokes. So what's the upshot of this sugya? Rashi says that ein kinuch pen la'achshir la'achol bosar achar gvina. Elam kein kinuchu v'pas, the kinuch ha'pas, shechol v'pas, bein time u'yofen. But since this is not one of the chumr v'sham, ha'iku Beis Hillel, and since Beis Hillel lists the mor chumr dikadin, so the Gemara says it must mean that Beis Sham Beis Hillel do not disagree, no machlekes, and there is no difference lahalacha, even though kinuach is a more vigorous cleansing. Then adochem, nevertheless, they both agree that either adocha or kinuach works. What's difficult with the sugya then? Rashi's lashon? No. What has to be understood? No. The lashon is the sugya. In other words, how do you understand the original presentation of Beis that's with Tosfos Kasha? How do you understand the presentation of the machlokes? The Gemara is forced to say that there's no machlokes because would there be a machlokes? It would have to be chumre beisilo gufa omer abzera ein kinuch ape el vapas v'anei mili b'nechite el v'nsari loy v'nechite nami li omer en el v'kibira avachamima mishtar shtorin v'anei mili b'rechicha avol v'akushe loy hilchasa v'chol mili avikinuach v'bar mikimcha. What is the purpose of the kinuach? No? What's the purpose of the kinuach and adocha?
To clean
out. Rashi says at the bottom of Kuv Talmud Beis, in Yerush Layi Nidbak. So the Gemara is giving us shiurim of what's considered to be a significant form of cleansing between Vosser and Givina. Good. So Gemara then says, Boy minei Ravasi mir b'yechana, kamo yishe bein Vosser l'Givina. How long does it have to wait between Vosser and, meaning he ate Vosser first and then had Givina. Omalei, so b'yechana says, v'loi klum. There's no obligation to wait. Eini, v'omer avchizda, ochal bosser, osu lechol gvina, gvina mutu lechol bosser, elo kamo yishe bein gvina le bosser. Omalei, v'loi klum, didn't wait. So again, the lishonis is very difficult, but again, if we're organizing the sugya, so the first halach of Igram introduces both Netila and Adocha. Then the Gemara discusses, then Rav Ashi only discusses Netila drops Adocha. Then the Gemara says that Adocha can be done either by Kinuch or Adocha, and the option seems to be that Kinuch and Adocha are equal. And then the Gemara introduces an addition, or the Gemara introduces the din of Hashoya, of waiting in between. And Gemara says, Rav Yechanan's requirement was no obligation to wait. Gufa, Amar Rav Chizda, Ochal Boser, Oser Lechol Gevina, Gevina Mutter Lechol Boser, Omle Rav Chizda, Yeslav Chizda, Boser, Shebena Shinayim Mahu, Kori Alei, Al Boser, Edena Ben Hashinayim. So Gemara says, what's the point of the Gemara now? The Boser Ben Hashinayim It's still called basar. So therefore, there should be some requirement of... Right. L'chor, exactly what you said. That therefore there should be some requirement of removing the basar from there. What happened to Hashoya in between? What happened to Hashoya? To the passage of time?
He took it for granted, no?
Why do you say that?
Because the meaning that this case of the Basar Adon of Shinayim comes after the thing of Shia, so maybe we already assume that everyone waits, meaning this is another question.
So that's what we have to understand. The Gemara...
not dismissing it.
Right. The Gemara points out Rav Asi's question of Kama Yisha, and nevertheless, even though it seems from Rav Chisda that there is an Iser to eat one right after the other, so the Gemara says, but it doesn't require any Hashoy. In other words, the Gemara is saying that Rav Chisda's requirement was a requirement of either of Kinuch HaDocha. Right? Gemara begins by saying there's a requirement of Kinuch and Hadocha. Hadocha is an obligation which one's hands are clean. Kinuach is a machlokes between Beishama and Beisila say, sorry, Kinuch and Atila. Then Beishama and Beisila say that Kinuach is Kinuch or Hadocha. The Gemara says Rav Chisda says there's some Easter having Bosh Achigmina. Shabbi Echanan says no, that's an Easter of having it without Kinuch and Hadocha. All right. Why do I know there's a requirement of Kinuch and Hadocha? Because Bosa ben Hashinayim is still considered to be Bosa. So it has to be removed. Good? Now the Gemara says, Omer Mokwe, Anna Lahom Milsa, when it comes to this issue, Chala Bar Chamra. I'm not as good as my father. Legabe Abba. Anna Lahom Milsa, Chala Bar Chamra, Legabe Abba. My father is like wine and I'm vinegar. He would wait a full day in between having eaten milk. I wait from Suda to Suda. Omer Shmuel, Anola Milsa Chala Bachama, Legavi Abba. Dilu Abba Vesayir Nichsei Trace in the Vyoma, but no listen elochadazimna. Alright, the Gemara then discusses the din of Rias Karkois. So now the Gemara concludes by saying that Mar Ukva, there was some practice in Mar Ukva of waiting Misuda Lasuda. But apparently, was it a din de Rabbanon? To wait Misuda Lasuda. Who's that? Right. Why do you say that?
Because Marukva didn't do what he
thought. Right. So Lachar, if it's a Dindarabonon, he wouldn't say, oh, my father was more Machman than I am. So apparently, he saw it as a non binding Midas Chasidus. He didn't see it as even as a Minig Mishpachas Minig Avos. All right. Second, Ayesim Mikol Zeh, that Lechayra after Basar, so requires Hadoch and Atilas Yedayim. All right, Machlekes Ravashi and Igra, whether that was a requirement in Atilas Yedayim or a requirement to make sure there's no Basar stuck to one's hand. All right, then there's a requirement of Kinuach. We don't understand why Rav Ashi was not makbid on the Kinuach. We don't understand why Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are presented as if they are arguing. But in the end, they seem to be agreeing that it can either be Kinuach or Hadocha. The Gemara gives us the various possibilities of how one can accomplish Kinuach. And then the Gemara seems to have... The Gemara points out Rav Chisda's din of waiting after having basar, habasar ben hashinayim, and now there seems to be a machlekes as to whether there's a requirement of shi altogether, whether there's just a requirement similar to the din of hadacha, that it was a requirement to make sure that there's no basar there, so there's a similar requirement to make sure that there's no meat in one's mouth b'shas eating gvina. How can one make sure? So the Gemara seems to be by either rinsing one's mouth out or by eating a certain substance. Good? Then the Gemara says that even though there was this question raised, well, what about Shehiya? So the Gemara says, well, the evidence of Ashoya that we have is from Mar Ukva, which presented as a Bidus Chasidus. All right? Now let's go back to the beginning of the sugya. So then when Rav Ashi ate one after the other, what should we assume happened?
He washed his mouth.
Or?
He only did wash his hands. Or he ate there and then meat.
No, but just from the passion of the sugya, that they ate meat first.
The passion is that they ate meat first?
Well, the Chorashu says no.
I
understand, but I'm saying the before we get into the Rishonim.
Pasha says he ate the meat and then he did kinuach,
and
that's fine.
What was that? Pasha what?
He ate the meat and then he did
kinuach,
and that's all
you need. What about the boss of Benishinayim?
He made sure that there wasn't boss of
Benishinayim. That's Lachar, what you're saying is that just like Rashi held, just like there was inspection of the guy by his hands, so he held there was some. If him was a din of inspection, making sure there's no boss of Minash
Shinai. Rashi's not like that.
What do you say that?
In the last Rashi, I'm
on the page. Yeah, good,
six,
good, good.
Chicken sticks more.
Who's that?
Doesn't it say chicken sticks more to your teeth?
Meat.
Yeah, meat sticks.
I wasn't sure. I would
say
the meat sticks more or
chicken
sticks.
Meat sticks
more.
But so why is it a raya for what we're saying? Okay, but in other words, the
you always need to do it because you can't check inside your mouth. Your hands you can just look at, but your mouth you can't do, so it's stuck in your teeth, so you have to wash that anyway.
So, but it sounds like Rav Ashi's din was that is hochazina. That's the easiest way to put Rav Ashi together. That he held it was all a matter of inspection. So just like with his hands, hochazina, so with his mouth also hochazina. And that's what Rav Ashi could eat one after the other. It was all a very, very practical thing of seeing if the basar is a dayim bein hashinayim, right? And that would explain why your dayim b'yom is different. Probably when it comes to one's mouth, probably wouldn't matter b'yom and b'layla. And that would explain the equivalent, why we equate hadocha and kinoach, right? Because it's all a question of just accomplishing that there should be no boss of Benishinai.
Remember just, clarify the last one, you said that he held that what? The chashivas of the hands? The importance of the hands? Or
no, it just no inspection. It's all a question of inspection. Right? So that, so l'chora, and l'choram, the, when Rav Yitzchak Bereid Rav Ashaya asked Rav Ashi, what's going on over here? Right? Hatani Igor Chamude. So obviously he held that Bein B'yoy Bein Malayla, they should be doing Kinoch and Adach. Correct? And he was bothered. He said, what's going on over here? Eating by Rav Ashi, we're not keeping basic halach over here. So he obviously held that what's pshat in the requirements of eating after meat,
then you have to do it anyway.
The Chosan, he told it was a halacha. That it wasn't a, the halacha wasn't based on inspection. It was a din. Chazal made a din. That did not, and it's Bein B'yoyim Bein Malayla. Bein B'yoyim Bein Malayla means even though I can look at my hands and I can see there's no basa there, so Chazal instituted some kind of a din. So L'chaira, Lachora, Shitas Rav Ashi, was hachazina. It was all a practical din. There is a din, a din, a boser, a den of bein shinayim, boser bein shinayim, boser ali daim, shmei boser. And therefore it has to be removed. Right? That's a din. Then, Rashi would learn that Chazal gave us etzes. They said, do adocha, do kinuach, do, they told us what kind of, how to do a kinuach. But there's one din, just make sure that the boss of Anishinai. And apparently, Rav Yitzchak, Pirei, the Rav Mishashayim held, no, there's, like, there's a din. What's the din? Chazal said there has to be, just like the Mishnah says, right, to connect to Tanakh, just like the Mishnah says that one cannot put Bosa Gvina together and then do Hadocha afterward, but there's a din, you can't put Hadocha, you can't put Bosa Gvina together. But the Yeved, Hadocha be okay, but you can't do it. So apparently they learn the Chazal made a din. Chazal's not good enough just to inspect and figure out. No, that they shouldn't be bosa gvina biyachad. There's a din that you have to have a kina, just like the din of heker, right? So there's also a din. The din have to be wrapped separately. The din of heker, if that they can't be olal shulchan biyachad, if the shulchan shalchil without. Without some, if it's one person, can't be oil of a chlal. Two people, deyos, can't be oil of a hacker. So now, Rav Yitzchak, Berei, Devar Mashai, Shahel, there's another din that Chazal didn't say you can just do an inspection. No, there has to be a din. What exactly is this din? So apparently the din was, the din seems to be kinuach, that means netila, and either kinuach or adocha. Correct? Okay. Kuf Chemrel tells us what's pshat in kinuach or adocha. Good. And then, the Gemara leaves open, as to then, how does Mar Ukva's Shehiya work? With the passion of the sugya, is Mar Ukva's Shehiya was a Midas Chasidus. That was the Midas Chasidus after he did Kinuch Hadocha or without Kinuch Hadocha? Why do you say that?
Because if you haven't done Kinuch Hadocha, you don't have to incur din, then you have to be there to go
off. Right, so Lachar, so you're saying, know what you say?
Saying that you can either get the short way out of it, wash out your breath in your hands, but if you wait, listen to the Suda, then there's nothing there anymore. That's what
we discussed this with them. Not to wash it out, but to actually let it naturally get out of there. So, right. Tosva says that it's got to be a Midas Chasidus, right? Why is that? Because he says, Ani, Ana Lilsa Chala Mechamra, right? So what are the two ways we could learn this? Either we could learn that what Rav Ukva was saying was that of course we did netila. Either we held like Rav Ashi that one doesn't really require netila, inspection is good enough. The af al pi kein, even though inspection is good, we still waited 6 hours. Right? So that's the Midas Chasidus. Or he held there was a din de Rabbanon of netila v'kinuach adocha, and Mar Ukva was saying in addition to the netit to the din, we also did hashoya. That's Midas Chasidus. Or what Elazar Meir is saying is no, the Midas Chasidus was that kinuach adocha is the quick way of getting rid of the meat. We did the sledgehammer approach. We said we're gonna wait. We're going to, obviously, they're not going to wait washing their hands. They're going to wait and do what they have to do. So in Mela, in the course of doing different things, they'll be handling different things. Wait, Misuda Lasuda. So they're going to wait. They're going to end up, having the impact of Kinuach Vadocha in a much more severe form. Again, so you learn Pshat, the two issues, the two Nakudas we're pointing out of here, how you could learn the Gemara a little bit differently. How you could learn the din of Marukva. You could learn the practice of Marukva. Did I get the name right? Marukva, yeah. You could learn the practice of Marukva, either as being a Midas Chasidus based on Rav Ashi. Right? There's never a requirement for Knu Hadocha. There's always a requirement of inspection, so that we were more machmir. We inspected. We did more than inspect, we waited. Right? Or you could learn Marukva's practice as being there was a din de Rabbanon. So then you have to go one of two ways. Either we did the din de Rabbanon, and we in addition to the din de Rabbanon, or we were more machmir and we practice the din de Rabbanon in a midas chassidistic way. All right, however you learn pshat in the sugya though is going to have important ramifications. Ladina. Right, again, you could say mar ukvah's din is corroborating Rav Ashi's din. Right? That there is no requirement of Netilas Yadayim and Hadocha. There's a requirement of making sure there's no meat on one's hands when one's having cheese. There's no meat Ben HaShinayim. And Marukva, in addition to making sure that there was no meat, they also waited Ben Suda L'Suda. Marukva's father waited Ben Yoyim the Yoyim, and Maruk himself waited Misuda Lasuda. That'd be one, that it's a corroboration of Rav Ashi's din. Or, you could say, Maruk is following Rav Yitzchak, Reid Rav Shishai's din. And either say Stam, he did, Rav Ashi was Chaylik, right? Maruk did not follow Rav Ashi. And Marukva said, we have the din rabbanon of kinuch hadocha. What Ramei said, that in addition to kinuch hadocha, he did that's the minis chasidus. That's why it wasn't binding. It was his own chiddush. But Lo Zemer is saying a little bit differently. He's saying, we follow Rav Yitzchak, great Rav Rishashaya. And Marukva's minis chasidus was to practice kinuch v'adocha in a more severe way by waiting. But it's still a kiyum in kinuch v'adocha. Alright? So far so good?
So you mean just the last verse one more time is that he departs from the first approach, being Marukva follows from Yitzchak ben Misharshe, and then therefore he didn't need to do kinuch. What was that last part? He didn't need to.
Just like Chazal were mesakin kinuch v'adocha, so they were mesakin that somebody has to do something before you. According to Rav Ashi, Chazal were mesakin an inspection, right? According to Rav Yitzchak ben Misharshe, Chazal were mesakin to do a ma'aseh b'poyel. So Avram said they were mesakin and they defined exactly what that ma'aseh is. So the Midas Chasidus must be in addition. And Lozer Meir is saying they're misakin to do a Maisa. What was the Maisa? Well, the Maisa was Kinuach. The Maisa was Hadocha. The Maisa was Netila. No, we're going to do a Chomerdik Maisa. A Maisa of Shehiyah. So it's a midas chasidus, but it was still a kiyum in that din rabbanon. Wasn't stamazoya midas chasidus that they made up on their own. Right, so lechora, those would be three different ways of learning the sugya, but they would have very important ramifications. So let's without stamazoya chakiris, let's see how the rishonim learn. Okay, now what we did gloss over here, let's focus on this for a moment, is the Rashi that says, Avo beboser behema boi kinu achil kama. Shle nidba kolumna rishin. That Igra's din was that when it comes to oifu gvina, whatever is required was not required. Right, and that would not, and therefore what we're understanding was a requirement based on the record of Igra that it was not required for Oif as well. All right. So when Rashi says the things that Avram was referring to, "Avol bosu beim a boy kinu achid al kamon," shlei nidba kolum and a rishon. So that's referring to the drasha, "Ham bosu reidena ben a shineyem." That's what Rav Acha Bar Yosef said to Rav Chisda. Then it's a dain called a dain nikra bosu. Good. Rav Yitzchak, Pereder, Mishai, Ikla, Lebei, Rav Ashi, Aisle, Gavina, Ochal, Aisle, Bisra, Ochal, Loi, Moshe, Yoda, Amri, Le, Vatana, Igra, Oifu, Gvina, Nachol, Vapikaren, Oifu, Gvina, Bosu, Gvina, Loi, Omulahu, Animila, Belaila, Yom, Ochazina, Tanya, sorry, I lost David's will. We lost our connection. Do you have a connection? Can you call it up? Do you know what, why this happens? To go back to Xeroxing. The Rambam does not quote the again, putting aside for the moment the issue of oaf and basar. So I want to map out the sugya of the gabi basar, and then we'll see how to fit an oaf. So Ridvar writes, the v'asr dika neiris tuvik going luchupa dina kiyamama. When there's a lot of light, we mentioned before, so then that's, he says, like by a wedding. So then that is the same din, that one does not require full inspection. There's a similar din. Gemara Bava Kama says that when anybody goes to mikveh, the Gemara says that Chazal were misaking to do a yuna. A yuna means to inspect oneself to make sure there's no chatzitza. There's a din that when one goes to mikveh, there can't be a chatzitza. Right? There can't be something which will stop the water from coming to the body. So the Gemara says that Chazal misaking a yuna. Yuna means Chazal. When we're sacking a din, then a person has to inspect oneself. Pashas would be, you can't have a chatzitza, so you should look whether there's a chatzitza or not. Before putting on tzitzis. So there's a din that one should inspect one's tzitzis to make sure that there's no, that they're complete, and then one will not make a bracha, one will not put on the arba kanfis without tzitzis. So the Lechor, there's no din that Chazal are mesaking leyuna to look at one tzitzis. The machleik is whether one's allowed to be semech on the chazaka. But Lechor, I don't think there's a din de rabbanon. Hayoyis that have to put on tzitzis. Hayoyis that have to have a conference. Hayoyis that have to be whole. No. So, Chacham, any variation, he makes sure that tzitzis are kosher tzitzis before he puts them on. The Moshe is, there's no din de. Sorry, that's correct. So when it comes to a person, there's din of going to mikveh. There's no separate din that I have to go out of my way to make sure there's no chafifa. But Chazal misak in a din, a yunabi alma. I'm going to ask to inspect myself. And then Klal Yisrael established certain minhagim to be in place of the iyuna, or to make sure the iyuna happens. And that's why before a person goes to mikveh, when it's mitzvah din, when men go to mikveh, it's mitzvah minhag, so we're not makvin on this. But when, let's say, when women go to mikveh, so the din of chafif, the din of bathing and of showering, says it's a minog, that's what it seems from the Tosfos, says Bava Kama, that there's a minog to do various pu'ulois, either to make sure that the iyuna happens, or as part of the iyuna b'yalma. So Rav Ashi held that the din of not having stuff stuck to one's hands, that's like the din of not having things stuck to one's body before we did mikveh. So Chazal were misaken. What were they misaken? Chazal were misaken iyuna, right? They were misaken to a din of inspecting. So that's Rav Ashi's din, and if there's a lot of light, the Ritva says, same din, hachazina. Yesh, I remember. Tegvinim achalkach boser loy boy kinuach. Now the Ritva quotes that there are those who say that if the meat follows the cheese, loy boy kinuach. V'chitanyo lekamon mekaneach umediach. Eina elal boser v'achar kach gevina. The harim yitzok li omar the oved kinuach. V'afilu hachi li parchin malei ela minatilas yedayim. So the Ritva raises the question of what happened to hadocha b'peh. The Gemara says Rav Yitzchok was bothered. Why is Rav Ashi immediately having meat after cheese after meat? The Gemara says Rav Ashi neshita. As long as you inspect your hands, it's okay. Good. So we pointed out, but ikur chosim a sefer. What about making sure that there's nothing stuck to one's teeth? Like a boson and a shinai. So I said, from Riyah to the Sugya, Rav Ashi does all the same kind of din. Iyuna, make sure it's not there. Fine. So the Gemara only spelled it out with respect to the hands. But that was the Rav Ashi's din. So the Ritva says, what happened to Netilas Yadayim? What happened to Kinuach HaPeh? So it must be, Rav Yitzchok loy omar de oved kinuach hafilu achi, loy prachin and alei l'mitilas yadayim. The Gemara was only bothered by Netilas Yadayim. Why was the Gemara bothered by kinuach and adocha b'feh? So what is the Rashi answering? What's the Ritva answering? The what? No? Then he must have had cheese before meat. Right? Yesh omer digvina v'chakach bosu loy boy kinuach. But it will require the Netilas Yadayim. Right? So Ritva is saying there were those who learned pshat in the sugya that they had cheese first and then bosa. So there was no chashash of no posuk and dine kvina ben hashinayim. Nothing wrong with that. Kvina ben hashinayim doesn't stick, it's not a problem. But in terms of the hands, a unibalm was good enough. Vize oile kedasa oimir lekamon du mutter lechu bosar v'achar kach kvina v'kinuach unetilis yadayim v'loi shum shehiyo ukedas v'meinu tamzal. And this fits in well with the shita that holds that one doesn't require shehiyo. And one can have cheese after meat with kinuach unetilis yadayim. How do you connect the dots? Let's pshat. How does this din in our sugya? How does it relate to bosa gvin achar bosa? I will call out goyim ve'aramba miskimu shlo yitir b'kinuach hapeh ela ba'ochel gvina tachila u'masis nol kamon de'beisham esil en ela ochel gvina tachila v'odir yitzchok kinuach havei bay. Fleid ker talmuda ilamardli oven. Tan dils yidai. Ula olam afilu ochel gnit chila tzorach kinuach bein biyomomo bein belayla. Chayn perish rashi lakam. V'chayn nere ikar. So, says the Ritva, what is his preferred pshat? The what? That there really was Hadoch of a Peh. They just didn't bother mentioning it. Because that wasn't the kasha that happened. In other words, he ate basar, there was Hadoch of a Peh, there was Kinoch of a Peh, and then, but there wasn't until Sidayim. So that they were only bothered by not until Sidayim. So Ritva sets up two malachim in the sugya. Malach number one is, again, question is the story on Rav Ashi. The story of Rashi is crucial to understand because we usually pass like Rav Ashi. So we're trying to figure out what was the maisa of Rav Ashi. So we suggested the maisa of Rashi was that he held the entire sugi is a sugi of a unity alma. The Ritva says two ways to learn the Maisa in the Rav Ashi. One way is to say that even though it says he had meat first, he really had cheese first. And having cheese first requires Netil Sidayim, does not require any preparation of the mouth. Because the cheese does not stay long enough in the mouth. All right? Next approach, that they for sure did Hadocha and Kinuach Mepeh. Of course they did. They had Boser first. The only question was, what happened until he died? Then the Ritva makes a strange commentary. He says that if you say that the Pshat is that they had Gvina first, so that will explain later on how we could say that one's allowed to have cheese following meat with kinuach without shum shehiya. So you have to understand how does it all connect it to? So one more aura. Yesh mitzvahs Rabbi Seinu shepirshu dilentilas yadayim korbi adocha. Mizel shal yizkir igra loshen kinuach unetilas yadayim. Veninochin klal. And those who say that kinuach and adocha and etilas yadayim are all the same. So the Ritva rejects it. But Lechaira, that's what we were explaining, that according to the Kudlim Shat in the Sugya, that according to Rav Ashi, it's all the same takana. And it's all a takana of Yuna, and these are all methods to fulfill that takana. Lechaira, that's what the Ritva is referring to. Okay, so please go by to tomorrow, learn the Suyu, well, learn the Mar Makomas, and Mr. Shem tomorrow will organize the Shittas of Rishonim, defining all these different parts.